Well, you'll have heard the adverts on Cambridge 105 Radio, and I know for a fact that one or two of our members of staff are already enjoying the benefits of City Fibre. They're boasting about their fast broadband speeds. I'm going to find out more about it all. I'm joined on the line by Rebecca Stevens. She's the City Manager for Cambridge for City Fibre. Rebecca, hi.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And how's things with you?
Very well, thank you. I've just had City Fibre dig up my street and I'm looking forward to my own gigabit speed service anytime now.
Right, this is obviously going to be the sort of thing that people are going to be saying from now for quite a while is, oh, I've got City Fibre coming to my road, oh, I've got City Fibre coming to my street. Tell us first of all about City Fibre and how this rollout is happening.
Sure. Well, City Fibre is an infrastructure company. So we put full fibre in the ground and provide network. We don't sell the fibre. That's done through an ISP like Vodafone. But we, if you like, we build the tracks. We don't run the trains. And what we're doing in Cambridge at the moment is building a whole network that can bring fibre within reach of almost every home and business so that residents and businesses can enjoy speeds of up to 1,000 megabits or a gigabit.
That's crazy. And we'll talk about just what the implications of that are in a minute. Cambridge is on the list of ones you've done. So you've already done this in many places across the UK, yes?
That is true, but Cambridge is near the beginning. So we actually have been running public sector networks and business networks for some time. Although City Fibre is a relative newcomer, it was only established in 2011 and now it's the third biggest. And about 2.5 years ago, we decided to move into the residential side and we started a residential network in Milton Keynes. We started building one there, followed closely by Peterborough. And Cambridge is, I think, number 9 on our list of 67, I think, as the current count is, but it's increasing all the time.
Goodness me. So what does this mean in terms of actually for the people of Cambridge? What is this gigabit broadband? What's it going to do for us?
Well, what it means is it means you can have full fibre. Full fibre is fibre all the way up to your house. It's not fibre to the cabinet, which a lot of people might have heard about, where you have really fast fibre up to the cabinet and then really, really slow copper to your house. So full fibre means the fibre comes all the way up to your house. And yes, that does mean sometimes we dig under your garden to bring it all the way to the house. Mm. And what we're doing in Cambridge at the moment is we're going around putting in that network and we're leaving what we call a little Toby box outside every home and business, and then if you want the service we will come along and dig from the Toby box to your house. But essentially we're leaving a fibre for everybody so that if you want it now or at some time in the future, or whoever buys your house in the future might want it, it's there waiting ready for you.
Right, so I mean I know it's fair to say that one or two people are going, oh, they're digging up the streets. Yes, but it's a one-off, isn't it? Once you've done it, it's done.
It is, absolutely. This kind of rollout hasn't been done for, in memory, really, on a citywide scale like this. And this, it is a bit of short-term pain. There is some digging, there is some noise, there is a bit of disruption, but there is a lot of long-term gain going into the future. This should set you for at least 50 years or more. And the beauty of fibre is that it all runs on light. And I'm not a technical expert at all, Neil, but my understanding is that as this develops, it's about changing the light that you shine down the fibre. So today it's 1 gigabit. Maybe in the future it's 10 gigabits or 100 gigabits. Who knows?
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, I can hear people at Cambridge 105. There's a certain type of person at 105 whose ears have just pricked up on that entire thing you've just said. But in terms of, so for actual families, though, this whole COVID working from home thing, you couldn't be around at a better time, could you?
I think you're right. COVID is appalling and it's affecting a lot of us in a lot of ways. But it is really shining a light on how much more reliant we are on technology and connectivity. And those people who are working from home know quite how good their connectivity is. We are doing a lot of work these days on video calls and phone through the computer. Homeschooling, of course, was a big thing over the the summer holidays. And all those things that we've talked about, like working from home, like schooling online, like GP video appointments, the kind of things that I think people recognise we were able to do, but we didn't actually do it very often. Suddenly we've changed into that's our primary way of doing things. So although there is no replacement for face-to-face meeting, I think lots of people are doing lots more online these days, just keeping in touch with friends and family. And this will just increase as time goes forward.
Now, it's interesting as well, isn't it? Because Cambridge is always an area for innovation. Yeah, if there's a new and clever way of doing something, it seems to be Cambridge that comes up with the way of doing it. And before we started recording, you made a comment to me, and I thought, I hadn't thought of that. And it was this, you talked about homeschooling, but we could actually completely change the way that we do schooling, couldn't we? Because you can share resources far more easily.
You're right, Neil. It's the kind of opportunity where you have perhaps one teacher in one school and pupils in another school or in a number of schools who could all log in to that teacher and have a lesson, particularly in perhaps lessons where there is less demand, like, I don't know, Latin or Greek or certain other subjects. And one teacher in one school could teach five pupils in a number of different schools, whether they're at home or in school.
I'll tell you something else as well. If we had this a bit more around the place, then all this thing about taking your kids out of school for your holidays, if you've got connectivity, you just get them working for a couple of hours every morning before they go in the pool.
Well, I hadn't thought of that one, but now you mention it. Although I think what you have done, Neil, is make a really good point about connectivity in other parts of the world. And the UK is really, really far behind in full fibre. When I started this job 2 years ago, there was about 4 to 5% full fibre in the UK. And that put us way, way down the rankings. So 37th or 38th on the OECD rankings in the world, behind countries like Slovenia and Mexico and Portugal. If you think about Spain, which has in excess of 80% full fibre, and then you think about the UK, we have increased, things have got a lot better in the last couple of years. And I hesitate to say what the current figure is because I haven't looked it up and it changes, but I believe it's around 15%.
Right. Now. That's much more like it, isn't it? So if people are interested in this, how's it working? You're going around Cambridge sort of street by street, area by area. How can people find out if they're on the list to be done or if it's available already, and how do they register that they want to get it?
So first off, you should get a leaflet through the door,
right,
just to warn you that we're coming and the kind of things that we're doing. I've talked a bit about digging. And we do a lot of stuff underground, but we also feed homes via telegraph poles.
Wow.
As well. So you'll get that leaflet probably between about a month before we come and start digging. And then in the week before we come into your street, you should get a letter, which is a joint letter from City Fibre and the contractor who's actually doing the work, to tell you that we'll be in your street within the next 7 days or so. And it will give you details about what we're going to do and if you have any issues, a hotline number to call. Partly because people are obviously concerned about what's happening in their street. They're worried about the access. We do put up barriers. We do dig holes. Everybody should still be able to access their home. It might be barriered off for a short period, but all you need to do is talk to the gangs on the street and they'll put special covering to let you through. And then after the digging, we do the fibre cabling, and then the home is what we call ready for service, and you can purchase via Vodafone. We currently have an exclusive agreement with Vodafone for a short period of time after it goes live. And we have a postcode checker actually on our website, which is cityfibre.com /residential. And if you put your postcode, it should tell you whether we're digging, whether you're already ready for service, or whether you're on the list that we will be coming to soon.
Well, fantastic, exciting times. And I can hear one or two people thinking it'd be great to get that for Christmas. I've got a whole list of movies I want to stream and all the online stuff to do. Excellent. Rebecca, it's been great to meet you for the first time. It's been great to find out about the work. We'll be keeping in regular touch with you over the coming weeks and months. But thanks very much indeed for coming on and telling us all about it.
That's great, Neil. Thanks for having me.